Hi, it's Dave. The software company Unity debuted on the stock market last week, and in this video, I'm going to be sharing my thoughts on this innovative company. Unity describes themselves as the world's leading platform for creating and operating interactive real-time 3D content. Over half the mobile games, PC games, and console games in the world are made with Unity. Unity provides an entire design and creation platform so developers can quickly create 3D environments and games. Currently, Unity has 1.5 million active creators on their platform, and the apps created by the Unity platform are downloaded over 3 billion times a month. Here's a quick clip from Unity themselves. Unity's main competition is from Unreal Engine, which is a game engine created by Epic Games, the maker of Fortnite. It appears that Unity's platform is easier to use and is used by more developers across the world. However, Epic's Unreal Engine seems to be more sophisticated and able to produce higher fidelity 3D worlds than Unity's platform, but it's more complicated to use and is used by less developers. Unity has been growing very fast. Their revenue in 2019 was $541 million compared to $380 million in 2018. That's 42% revenue growth year over year, which is fantastic. Further, their first 6 months of 2020, they brought in $351 million in revenue, which means that they're continuing their very fast revenue growth rate. Unity also has great gross margins. Out of $541 million in revenue last year, their cost of revenue was $118 million, which leaves them with $423 million in gross profit. They spent $255 million in research and development, $174 million in sales and marketing, and $143 million in general and administrative. Their total operating expenses were $573 million, which led them to a loss of $163 million. Unity is a high-growth company, which is operating in a very fast-growing industry. Video games and 3D worlds are expanding and taking over mindshare with people all over the world. Loop Ventures had an interesting video where they shared a bull case behind Unity. Let's take a look.
The Unity shares are kind of doing the typical IPO pop here. How do you think about valuation, near-term, long-term?
Well, I mean, we're really focused on the long-term. That's how we think about investing at Loop Ventures. And so long-term, I think that Unity has the potential to be on the par of the next Autodesk. And if things go really well, I think
so. Autodesk is, by the way, that's about a $50 billion market cap. And Unity right now is, call it, low 20s billion dollar market cap.
Correct. And I think the bull case is maybe they're the next Adobe, and Adobe is a $200 billion plus market cap. So that's more in terms of, or along the lines of a 10X. A lot of things would have to go right for that to happen. They'd have to add millions of new subscribers to their platform and have millions of creators using Unity tools to build these sort of 3D immersive environments. But I do think if we're right about our thesis about gaming, about our thesis about these sort of manufacturing and industrial worlds, and our thesis about AR and VR, you could definitely build a case where Unity has several million subscribers 10 years out and looks more like Adobe than Autodesk.
Now, I totally get the bull case for a company like Unity. I mean, how can you bet against the market leader in video game platforms? It's a huge growth industry that seems turbocharged by improvements in technology that are largely inevitable. I think, though, if I was into gaming, I would probably look into Unity more. But as it stands, I'm not really into gaming, and I personally see way too many people spending way too many hours playing video games like it's their full-time occupation. And I think they can do more productive things with their time. So it's not something that I'm totally excited to be invested in. On the flip side, the use case for immersive 2D and 3D worlds is growing and will grow in the future. Take, for example, education. The future of education is 3D immersive worlds. Let's say kids want to learn about ancient Rome. They can be taken to an immersive 3D world where they can experience ancient Rome, talk to the people there, and experience life as a Roman. And this can apply to millions of different topics and learning areas. So to look at 3D immersive worlds as just a gaming thing, I think would be short-sighted in my opinion. Anyways, let's take a look at the valuation of Unity and see if they have a clear and probable path to a 10x valuation within 5 to 10 years. Let's say in 3 years' time, investors are willing to give a 40x multiple off of their potential net profit at that time. I use quote-unquote potential net profit as meaning their net profit if they didn't invest heavily into growth. If their potential net profit in 3 years or so is 30% or so, by the way, their real net profit will be much, much lower because they're growing and they're spending for growth. But let's say potential net profit margin is 30% if they stop growth spending. And let's say investors at the time are willing to give a 40 to 50 times multiple off of that number. So if Unity makes $2 billion in revenue in 3 years, and their potential net profit is 30%, or $600 million, and investors are willing to give 40 times that, that would be a $24 billion market cap. And if investors are willing to give a 50 multiple, that would be a $30 billion market cap. Currently, Unity has 263 million outstanding shares, and if their stock price is $68, then the market is giving the company a roughly $18 billion market cap valuation. So it's not a cheap valuation the market is giving. But if Unity continues their aggressive growth, then there could be upside. Can Unity's stock price do a 10x within 5 to 10 years? If they keep up the 35% growth rate, then they could reach $10 billion revenue in 10 years. If we take a 30% net potential profit and give a 30 times multiple at that time, that would result in a market cap of $90 billion. If we gave it a 40 times multiple, then that would be $120 billion. So it's not quite a 10x. In other words, they really have to grow fast and keep up that growth. And that leads to the question of whether Epic Games might be a better investment with their Unreal Engine, which powers games like Fortnite. But Epic Games hasn't gone IPO yet. All right, I want to hear from you guys. What do you think of Unity? If you're invested in them, I'd love to hear your reasoning. Share them in the comment section below. If this video has been helpful, please like it and consider subscribing to my channel. We're looking at investment topics from different angles, trying to uncover what's beneath the surface and trying to build our own independent thinking skills. I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.